Welcome everybody to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast featuring Chad and Tori. We're excited. Thanks for tuning in with us. January 7th. Quick little note before Tori reads today's devotional is that we have a Instagram for the Messy Masterpiece Podcast. So now we can stop spamming everybody on our own personal accounts that are at Tori Masters, at Chad Masters, plug, plug, plug. Anyways, we have a fun devotional for you today, January 7th. Thanks for tuning in. We're thankful to do mornings with you all. And you just want to jump into it, babe?
Yeah, let's jump into it. Good morning, you guys. We are in the Thrive Bible once again. Surprise, surprise. We are reading out of Romans today, Romans 8:6, and it's titled, Holy Spirit, Take Control. It says, so letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. And then the love letter from God says, beloved child, I am the living water for your thirsty soul. I am the truth that deactivates all the lies you believe. I'm the power that you need to persevere. I am the peace you're searching for. I am the love your heart longs to experience. I am the comfort you need when the world feels cold. I am the healer when you're sick. I am the hope when you're discouraged. I am the God that can take the most painful experience you've ever had and use it to give you passion to do something greater and bigger than you could ever accomplish apart from me. Your time with me is for your benefit, to receive every blessing that is yours. Love your Heavenly Father. And then the reflection says, take a personal inventory and be honest with yourself. How much do you feed and fuel your spirit? And how much do you feed the desires of your flesh? Just like your body can't survive without water, your spirit can't thrive without the living water that flows from God. Time in God's word should not be a tedious obligation. It is an honor to have direct access to God through the power of his always present spirit. And then the treasure of truth says, the more we let the Spirit control our minds, the less our sinful nature will control our actions.
Not going to lie, babe, I can't believe that that was out of Romans.
Romans hits hard.
Romans hits hard, but that was actually, I felt like a lot nicer message in Romans.
True.
Because Romans can, it can hurt sometimes when you open it up.
Yeah, it's true.
But there's something that really stood out to me that I wanted to point out for those who are listening and point out for us too, to know in our hearts is that something that I had to wrap my mind around whenever I first became a Christian is that sin doesn't make you a bad person. Sin makes you a dead person. And it says that there's sin that leads to death, and sin disconnects us with God. That's what that does. And so whenever we see the severity of the way we're living, it actually can help us have a more, help us have a better reverence or better respect, a greater honor, a deeper love for God, because yeah, we see that God didn't make me a good person. He made me his righteousness. He made me alive. Mm-hmm. He saved me. He gave me eternal life and life abundant.
Right.
And so those types of things I think we fail to see because we, this is going to sound depressing, so I'm sorry y'all, but we're not as great as we think we are. We're really not, especially compared to a mighty God,
yeah,
a holy God.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, we just had a little moment. I'm about to have to pause the podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, so I just want to point that out, that whenever we look at the like, I guess this, I don't want to say the separation, if we ever look at the distance between our goodness and God's goodness, you actually see that we should be so thankful that a God with his majesty was wanting to have relationship with us.
Yeah, that we have direct access to his throne room. No, and I also really, really loved the line that says, I am the truth that deactivates all the lies you believe. Because I think all of us have lies that we believe in our head. And the only thing that's going to deactivate them or rewire us is by speaking the truth in our mind and being led by truth and engraving truth on our heart so that we know it and can live in it. Because if we don't know it, we can't live in it. We can't walk in truth.
Yeah, so that's actually one of my favorite pieces of scripture. It's Psalm 119, verse, I think, 11. I'm going to look this up. Finally found the scripture. It's Psalm 119, verses 9 through 11. And actually, the rest of that whole segment is actually great. But it says this, How can a young person stay pure? By obeying your word. I have tried hard to find you. Do not let me wander from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. It's so hard to say that. Anyways, and like we need to store the word in our hearts. We need to be protected for those moments when we are like weak.
Right. Yeah. And it also says there's no temptation
that has seized you.
Yes.
Except what is common to man.
Yes. Hey, it's on your heart, babe.
Yeah. Want to know why? Is.
Why?
Was that 1 Corinthians 10:13? 10:31? It's one of those. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, but God is faithful, for he will never allow you to be tempted beyond what you can endure, and he will always provide a way out so you can stand up underneath him.
Yeah. I love the other verse that I also don't know the actual verse for, but it says we are no longer a slave to sin, but we are a slave to the Spirit. And so often I feel like we give sin so much power, and yes, we are bent towards sins. We're human, but we don't give the Spirit enough power. We don't rely on the Spirit enough so that we can walk in the fruits of the Spirit, so we can avoid temptation, so we can walk with joy and with holiness and with righteousness, and live a life worthy of the call that God has on our lives. And so I feel like I really want to encourage you, if you're struggling with sin, to really be praying for the Spirit to take over. Holy Spirit, take control. It's like Jesus, take the wheel.
Jesus, take the wheel. And I'm just going to say one more piece of scripture because it's on my heart and I feel like I need to say it. But it's Galatians 5:1. And that scripture says, "It is for freedom that I've set you free. Therefore, do not yoke yourselves to the chains of slavery again." Mm-hmm. And what God is saying is that he's like, hey, I already set you free from these things, these golden shackles, this brilliant jail cell that you keep wanting to walk into. And so we need to be constantly preparing ourselves that we are going to desire those things, and we think it's good, but it's actually not good.
Right.
And we need to be actively seeking freedom, which is only through his truth.
Yeah. Praying to desire the things of him more than
the fruits of the Spirit.
World. Yeah.
Yeah. Also in Galatians 5.
There it is.
Y'all just open up the Bible.
Full of good truth. All right, y'all, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just pray that you would engrave these words in our heart, God, that we are just always aware of where your Spirit is leading us, that we would be guided each step we take, each word we speak, would just give you glory, Lord. I pray as we go about the day that our eyes would be wide open to see you, our ears would be open to hear you, God, and we'll just be filled with so much compassion and mercy and grace because we've already received it to you, and then we can outpour it to others. So, Lord, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for your son, Jesus, and we thank you for the salvation you offer, and that we actually get to speak to you, the God of the stars and the sky, that you actually desire and want an intimate relationship with us, Lord. It's just so cool. We worship you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name. Thanks, babe. Don't forget to check us out on Instagram at The Messy Masterpiece Podcast. And nice talking to you. We'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.